Humor and Dialect by Paul Laurence Dunbar. A letter. Dear Miss Lucy, I've been thinking that I'd write you long for this, but this writing's mighty tedious, and you know just how it is. But I's got a little leisure, so I text my pen in hand for to let you know my feelings since I wretched this furrin land. I's right well, I's glad to tell you, though this climate ain't to blame, and I hopes when these lines reach you that they'll find yourself the same. 'Cause I's feeling kind of homesick, that's as natural as can be, when a fella more than 3,000 miles across that awful sea. Don't you let nobody fool you about the ocean being grand. If you want to see the billers, you just view them from the land. About the people? We've been thinking that all white folks was alike, but these Englishmen is different, and they's curious for a fact. First, they's heavier and redder in they makeup and they looks, and they don't put salt nor pepper in a blessed thing they cooks. When they gin you good old turnips, carrots, parsnips, beets and sich, if they ain't someone to tell you, you can't distinguish which is which. When I tots I's eatin' chicken, you may believe this here's a lie, but the way to beat me down that I was eatin' rabbit pie. And they think that you was crazy, just a regular raven loon, if you speak her about a possum or a piece of good old coon. Oh, it's mighty nice this travelin', and I's kinda glad I came, but I reckon now I's willin' for to take my way back home. I done see the Crystal Palace, and I's heard the string band play, but I hasn't seen no banjos layin' nowheres round this way. There's gin old Jim Bowles a banjo, and he'd not go very far, who he'd outplayed all these fiddlers with they flourish and they stir. Every bitty that I's met with has been monstrous kind and good, but I think I'd like it better to be down in Jones's Wood, where we used to have sich frolics, Lucy, you and me and Nels, though my appetite'd call me if they wasn't nothing else. I just like to have some sweet potatoes roasted in the skin. I's a-longin' for my chitlins and my mustard greens again. I's a-wishin' for some buttermilk and cornbread good and brown and a drop of good old bourbon for to wash my feelings down. And I's comin' back to see you just as early as I can, so you better not go sparkin' with that worthless scoundrel Quinn. Well, I reckon I must close now, right as soon as this reaches you. Give my love to Sister Mandy and to Uncle Isham, too. Tell the folks I send them howdy, gin a kiss to Pap and Ma'am. Closin', I is, dear Miss Lucy, still your own true lovin' Sam. P.S. If you can't make out this letter, lay it by upon the shelf, and when I get home I'll read it, darling, to you my own self. The End of a Letter by Paul Laurence Dunbar. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit to Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.